Nine Plus Us presents the Baseball Together podcast with your hosts, Blackjack Brad and Kansas City Little Big Briggy Blue Eyes. And now, Baseball Together.
Baseball family, welcome to this week's episode. Over the past year, we have had a number of interviews, and every time we do, we put our interview guests through a rundown. It's a series of questions. They're often irreverent, and we try to hit them with as much rapid fire as possible. Some of them are baseball related. Some of them sort of aren't, but they're always a good time, and they always break the ice just perfectly. So with this week's episode, you are going to get a rundown of rundowns from this last year's interviews. We hope you enjoy it.
We have a very special interview with Jeff, don't call me Cilantro, Celentano, and Ricky Hill. Jeff is the director of the movie The Hill, which is a movie about Ricky's life. We're so happy to have them here. Thank you both for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure of ours to be here, man.
So before we get into anything about the movie, we're going to give them the same treatment we give all of our guests, which is a rundown. So Jeff, first question is coming your way. What is your quest?
My quest in life?
Your quest in general.
My quest in general is to wake up every day feeling happy, healthy, and full of energy and living life to the max. I've always been that guy. No matter where I am, I wake up every day and say to myself, I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to change my habits. And if I drink coffee for a month straight, the next month don't drink it. Or I try to aspire to that. It doesn't always work. But so my quest is to really, you know, it's funny when you get older, like you're still 25 in your mind, but your body says, uh-uh. You know, and that's kind of what's been happening to me. I'm an avid surfer. I get in the ocean a lot and surf, and got to get my body lined up for that every day. So instead of waking up and jumping in the water, I got to do a whole bunch of stretching, stuff like that. And you know, my quest is to keep making movies till I'm dead. I love what I do. I think I was put on the earth to do it. I mean, I was an actor for many years and I loved it, but it wasn't my calling. And then when I started making movies, I realized that it was a lot better to make movies that take a whole year than as an actor. You have all this time in between all the jobs you don't get. And then you got to go to the dry cleaner, the bank, you wash your dog just to take up the time of the day. But as a director, you're on movies for a year or two. And I've been on The Hill for 16 years trying to get it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Great things take a while to get made, you know?
That's right. That's right. Ricky, same question to you. What is your quest?
Well, I'm a little different from him because I'm not producer or director or anything like that. Mine is keeping my faith intact, okay, and serving my God the way I'm supposed to. That's my quest in life.
And then golf.
Without having to kill somebody, you know, one of those deals. That's my quest. And then plus shoot in golf 66, 66, 66, and 66.
There you go.
Good quest.
That's great.
All right, Jeff, what is your favorite color?
Blue. Aqua blue, actually, to be exact.
That's I like the solid specificity.
Yeah. You know, goes with the ocean.
Ricky, who's your favorite baseball team?
Honestly, I don't have one.
That's going to make this next question hard.
Go to the next one then, Brick. Just go to the
next one. Okay. If baseball was an ice cream flavor, what would it be?
Dreamsicle.
Ooh.
That's really
good. That's a hot take. I like that.
All right. So, Jeff, if the Phillies, your favorite team, was a beverage, what would it be?
Root beer.
Yep.
Instant. Good Just point. Reminds me of the back there, you know, A&W root beer. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are only 12. You don't remember that.
My daughter is special needs, and she only eats about a handful of things. But one thing she loves more than anything is A&W root beer.
Wow. Well, tell her that she has a fan here.
Yeah. I'll let her know.
Okay. Okay, Ricky, last question for you. What is one unpopular baseball opinion that you have?
One unpopular?
Mm-hmm.
It's too political. Agreed. It's totally, it's been this way since even the 70s. Everything is bought. It's not, they just want to let the game be free and play the game the way it's supposed to. That's my, that's been my beef since day one.
Yeah.
And I worked with the Association of Professional Baseball Players, and this might sound kind of rough, but we wanted a limited amount of foreigners playing in the United States. And that was a beef.
That's interesting. How long ago was that?
75. When we first started.
I thought you were going to say it was back when that guy carved those commandments in the stone and the other guy invented that round wheel.
You know what? That's exactly what I was thinking, because I was thinking of Jeff at the time. But yeah, I was thinking of Jeff and his all his rocks that he used to throw, but they were big, huge boulders, him pushing them along with Pharaoh when they were trying to cross the Red River.
I don't mean to veer off, but I just want you guys to know that Ricky hit 2,000 rocks a day with a stick every day. He was so bored and poor, and when he was 8, that's what he did. That's why he's getting me back now, because I did not hit 2,000 rocks a day, that's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's incredible. I'm not sure if I did that.
Well, the problem was is he couldn't even hit one because he'd miss it.
That's true. I would. I'm terrible. No, I was an athlete my whole life. Come on.
Yeah, he couldn't hit water if he jumped off the ship.
Oh,
it's a shot fire.
They're flying now. Rick, did you lose some weight? It's like throwing a chair off the Titanic. Okay.
We're really excited to bring you this interview with Tim Mound. He is an author, New York Times bestselling author. And before we get too much into the reason he's here with us today, we're going to give him a rundown just like we give everybody else. Tim, are you ready?
I am ready. My voice is ready-ish.
First question.
It's going to come and go on us.
Yeah, that's okay. First question is, what is your quest?
My quest. Kindness. Can I have a second one?
Yeah.
Today. Where am I? Here we go. There we go.
There it is.
Today I'm there somewhere. It's about living in the moment.
Agreed.
Solid. Both solid quests. I like that. Okay. I've got a harder hitting question. What is your favorite color?
Blue. Blue. Everybody makes fun of me for wearing blue all the time.
I love blue, that. And I can't shake it. It's
boring, but that's what I got.
So who's your favorite major
league baseball? My wife's eyes are blue, so I'm going to go. There you go. How about that?
There you go. Who's your favorite major league baseball team?
I grew up in New York, a Mets fan.
Okay.
You know, I covered the game for 30 years, so you sort of stop being a fan.
Yeah.
And I think along the way, I've sort of adopted like the Rays, you know, that whole vibe. Down there, but I would say Mets.
Follow-up question: if the Mets were a beverage, what would they be?
Coors Light.
That was fast.
Yeah.
All right. If baseball was an ice cream flavor, what would it be?
Baseball was an ice cream flavor. How about mint chocolate chip?
Oh.
I think we've gotten that one a few times. That one has gotten popular. That.
Yeah. Okay, the last question for you, Tim. What is one unpopular baseball opinion that you have?
Boy, that's a good one. I hate the protecting the catcher rule on the throw, blocking the plate, the whole blocking the plate thing. Maybe it's unpopular in the commissioner's office, so that'll count as an unpopular opinion. But I've always thought, I get the one at second base because the guy has to be standing on the base. I don't understand the plate because the guy does not have to be standing on the plate or in front of the plate. It's his choice. So anything that comes into sort of strategic, hate the three batter minimum, hate that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I get that. That catcher one's tough because so often the throw will put the catcher in front of the plate. It's like, what do? You can't let the ball go, right?
Right. It's become sort of like the balk rule, right, where they call it and nobody really knows why or why not.
Yeah, there was those two a couple weeks ago where it was just an absolute mystery to everybody as to why it was called.
Right.
It's almost like challenge every play at the plate because it could – it's as likely to be overturned in your favor as it is to stand
coin
up.
Flip. So, a coin flip. Might as well give it a shot. I got challenges left. I'm going to run with it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Okay. Thanks for playing our little game with us. We really appreciate that, Tim.
We have a very special guest here with us today. Lee Loewenfisch is the author of a brand new book that we're going to get talking about. He's written a lot about baseball. But before we get into any of that, we got to put him in the middle of a rundown. So, Lee, here come your questions. First one is, what is your quest?
My quest? To tell the stories of baseball with the passion and humor and intelligence.
Well said.
And well done as well, because you're doing it. Next question. What is your favorite color?
Well, orange. This is Kent Singleton's from when he was an Oriole. And one of my favorite players. Blue is in there too.
Nice. Yeah,
that's
nice.
Awesome. If who's your favorite baseball team?
Baltimore Orioles.
And if the Baltimore Orioles were a beverage, what would they be?
Wow. A cold hoppy IPA.
Nice.
I think that's what we got, because we only other had one other Orioles fan. I think he said something similar to that, right, Brig?
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Last question for you. If baseball was an ice cream flavor, what would it be?
Mocha chip.
Ooh, mocha chip.
That's a new one. I like that.
I like that. Yeah.
That's good.
Welcome to this wonderful interview that we are about to have with David Essel, sports psychologist, coach, and author. And we're excited to have you. How are you, David?
Brig, I'm doing great, Brad. Great to be with both of you guys. And just our little bit of banter before the show started, we're going to have fun today. I can tell you that.
That's the idea. That's exactly the idea. Well, what we're going to get into what we – what's that, Brad?
Oh, I just said that's what we shoot for around here.
That's right.
Trying to have fun.
That's right. Let's get into what we get all of our guests into first. We call it a rundown. You're about to get caught in a rundown.
Okay. Is it first and second or second and third? I just want to
it's
know
like
what
third.
Second
is we're going
to start. Oh, I always shoot for second and third is what I'm shooting for here. Higher stakes.
Yes.
All right. First question for you. What is your quest?
Wow. My quest is to lift this world to the highest level of joy, happiness, peace, and success possible. And that's in the world of athletics and outside of that world of athletics.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Yes.
That's a great quest. Next question. What is your favorite color?
Purple. Oh, my gosh. And runner-up is black.
Wow.
I can support that. He's the second person, Brig, that we've ever had say purple.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Only the second. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad I'm in an elite category with you guys already. Elite. This is great. Yeah,
that's right. That is elite.
If your favorite baseball team were a beverage, what would they be?
Never in a million words, Brig, would I have thought of that question. Oh my gosh, my favorite baseball team, if they would be a beverage, they would be well, it's gotta be something really high energy. It's got to be something with a lot of passion fruit. Passion fruit drink. That would be it.
Yeah. And who is your favorite baseball team?
You know, I was waiting for you guys to ask this question. When I was 10 years old, my uncle took me. We grew up in Syracuse in Utica, New York, which is central New York. And my uncle at 10 took me on a bus ride with all of his buddies from work. And they jammed the bus with people to Yankee Stadium. And we were all big Yankee fans, you know, coming from the New York area. And on the mound was a rookie. And I fell head over heels for this rookie. And him and his team are still my favorite baseball team today. Jim Palmer and the Baltimore Orioles.
Wow.
Nice.
I got a chance to see Jim Palmer pitch his first major league game against the New York Yankees. And I got to tell you guys, I'm getting chills right now. I'm so glad you asked that question, Brig. You know, and the other thing is you know, I went to the World Series when they were up against Pittsburgh Pirates, if you guys remember that. I was in the World Series. It was cold as hell. It was nasty weather. Oh, my God. You know, and then we went through droughts, right? And then this year, I mean, the Orioles just went out of control for the first time in many years. And so I was very proud of them. Extremely proud.
Yeah, we were too. Yeah, we were following the Orioles really closely this year. And I was disappointed with the way they kind of fizzled out there at the end, but I thought it was a great season. And I was really happy with what the Orioles did. I'm a Mariners fan, obviously, you can see here.
Yeah.
So I kind of relate with the success or lack thereof. But no, I love
you have Rodriguez.
Yes.
My Lord. You've Julio. Got the king.
Yeah. Well, Brick said it wrong. It's Julio.
We say it that way every time.
That's how we say it around here.
I love
it. Okay. Last question for you, David. If baseball was an ice cream flavor, what would it be?
Let me think of something here. Orange sherbet. It has that tang. It has that excitement. You know, I'm all about excitement and passion, right? It's like I'm looking for something. Like, what would light up my mouth? Orange sherbet would. So that would be it.
We have a very special guest today with us, Paul Hembakidis, or you also know him as Hembo. You probably heard him on ESPN. Welcome, Paul. How you doing? Or Hembo, sorry. How you doing today?
Yes, please. Refer to me using my corporate nickname for the rest of the interview forthwith. I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be with you guys and talk some baseball. This has been this book's been crazy. Like, this book that we're promoting has been like the interest in it, the opinions that it has created, the debate that it has engendered, the whole nine yards. So I'm looking forward to dabbling in that a little bit, but also talking some baseball because I think this is poised to be one of the best seasons we've had, at least in recent memory.
Agree.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Okay, let's get into it real quick. First, we're going to start with a rundown that we do with all of our guests. Our first question for you, Hembo, what is your quest?
My quest. I can define that however I'd like.
However you like.
Fantastic. My quest is to realize my dreams by doing what you guys are doing. I would love to talk about baseball for a living. If you ask me like what my dream job might be 10 years from now, it would be that some person was stupid or silly enough to pay me money to talk about baseball and nothing else. So that would be my quest. Now, obviously, there are greater things, larger things in life. I have two kids, my wife and I had baby girls, literally two people, twins last August. So there are other things in life, obviously, that are more important than baseball, but very few. So my quest, at least from a career standpoint, would be to be paid money to talk about baseball and nothing aside from baseball.
Yeah, we can relate to that. That's awesome. My next question for you, what is your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue. It always has been. I don't exactly know why. I've always been attracted to blue. Something like the color of blue that you're wearing on your hat right now, like a darker shade, navy shade kind of blue. Although I'm thinking through all my I'm a Philly guy, so I'm thinking through all my Philly teams, and there's a little splash of blue with the Sixers, but that's about it. So I haven't been defiled too much by my Philly brother. So dark blue, and that's my final answer.
All right,
nice.
So the Phillies then is your favorite team? Is that correct?
I've been rooting for the Phillies passionately since something like 2000. I was born in Baltimore, so I came to age as a fan of the Orioles and Cal Ripken, but my family moved there early enough in life to where I eventually switched my allegiance to the Phillies, and that was actually a pretty good time to do that, as it turns out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it would be. So if the Phillies were a beverage, what would they be?
If the Phillies were a beverage, what would it be? Man, it's an interesting question. Not one that I've obviously thought of before. How about like a pineapple or mango high noon or White Claw? So like I want to be able to consume it. It's refreshing. All right. It makes me feel great about myself. It makes me feel great about the day. And I can consume it every single day if I really want to. Probably not smart to watch the Phillies play 162 times a year. But that's going to be my answer to this question. Like a flavor of like a sparkling or like a spiked seltzer that I favor. And I would say if you want to do it 162 times a year, you could. But it's not going to be so great for your health.
That's a fact. I used to do that. That's part of my story. But anyway. Hembo, if baseball were an ice cream flavor, what would it be?
Man, so baseball last year would have been vanilla because baseball last year had so little flavor. Baseball now is sherbet because what we've done in the game is inject so much more athleticism, so much more pace, so much more tempo, so much more action, so much more stuff. And baseball is fundamentally better because of it. I can like vanilla and sherbet both. I happen to like both. But I think the sherbet in this case applies to a larger swath of audience, a larger portion of the fan base. And I'm the kind of fan that would watch no matter what. But I'm not the person for whom these rules apply. So I think what baseball is doing is great. And as a result, I'm watching a lot more baseball, like a lot of people, and eating a lot more sherbet, as it were.
That's awesome.
We have a very special guest with us today. We have Mike Greenberg. You know him from ESPN. He's a host of Get Up, Greeny. And now he's the author of Got Your Number. Brig, will you show the people the book?
Yeah, man.
There it is. I would show. I had to take the jacket off mine because my green screen doesn't work very well with with the jacket. But it's great. It's a fantastic book, but we're going to get into it. But before we do that, we're going to give Greeny the same treatment that we give all of our guests. He's going to get a rundown, a condensed version because we don't have a whole lot of time. But here we go. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. First question for you is, what is your quest?
Well, that's a really interesting question. What is my quest? You know, I don't know exactly how to answer that. So I will just say the first thing that came to my mind. And I think that my quest is to try and create an environment in my professional life where there is where it is a little bit less nasty and angry than I feel like most media is these days. Like there's so, even inside the sports world, but obviously much more noticeably outside the sports world, I feel like the way that we talk to each other and the way that we debate with each other and the way that we deal with each other has gotten so ugly and awful in so many ways that what I try to do, and I didn't set out this way, and Mike and I didn't set out to do this when we first started. We just sort of fell into this because it's kind of the way we were as people, is just to kind of create a friendly environment where people can have a reasonable conversation every now and again. So I don't know that that's really a quest, but when you asked me the question, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
I think it's awesome. That's
terrific. That goes in line with our brand. We do baseball together. We don't care who you are. We want to do it together.
I like it.
So what is your favorite color?
Green. Obviously my last name is Greenberg and my eyes are green. And so that's always been kind of a thing. So if you ever play golf with me, you will see that I always have a green glove. And my golf ball, my little Titleist Pro V1X, has Greeny in green along the side, every single one of them. I will not play with any other ball. If I run out of those balls and someone says, I got a ball for a Greeny, I'll say, nope, I'm walking off. I'm done. I can't play without the Greeny ball. And I generally always have something green. So green is it's more than just my favorite color. It's sort of my whole being.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Okay, first, favorite baseball team, is it the Mets? Is that right?
No, it was the Yankees. So I grew up a Yankee fan. So both of my parents are from the Bronx. My dad, as I have mentioned lately a lot because we're promoting the book, my dad dedicated his first book to Joe DiMaggio, even though the book had nothing to do with sports at all, because he so idolized DiMaggio. When DiMaggio, I was working at ESPN, when we got word in the newsroom that DiMaggio died. And I genuinely, of all the phone calls I've ever had to make in my life, calling my dad to tell him that DiMaggio was dead is one of the worst days that I've ever had. And my mom, too. My mom grew up walking distance from Yankee Stadium, and she had an uncle who took her to all the Yankee games. So her favorite player was Phil Rizzuto. And so we were a Yankee family.
That's awesome. So if the Yankees were a beverage, what would they be?
Well, that's a really good question. I mean, you know, so that is that a way of trying to ask me what my favorite beverage is, or is that my way or your way of trying to ascertain what I think the Yankees remind me of? Because I don't know that those are necessarily the same thing. I mean, the Yankees, I think, would like to think that they are like, you know, a bottle of Dom Perignon, like some extremely, you know, exclusive champagne. I don't know. Like most of my favorite sports teams tend to lose a lot. The Yankees are the only ones that don't. So most of them are like the Jets are like a cheap beer. The Jets are like a, the Jets are like Rolling Rock or something like that,
Rolling Rock.
Which is what I grew up drinking from Latrobe, Pennsylvania. But I'll say something more like a Belvedere vodka. How about that? That's a sort of a classy vodka. So on a good day, it sounds good, but the reality is most of the time it just makes you angry.
Yeah. We had somebody who's a Red Sox fan called the Red Sox orange juice and toothpaste. So,
I kind of like that. I hadn't thought of that. That's not necessarily a beverage. Right. I guess it could be a beverage.
It's
a lunatic, but I like that.
As a Yankees fan myself, I was very pleased with the orange juice and toothpaste reference. I thought that was fabulous.
That's funny.
All right. If baseball was an ice cream flavor, what would it be?
You know, what's the most, you know, baseball is apple pie, right? So, you know, I like a scoop of vanilla ice cream on a nice warm apple pie. So I'll go vanilla, even though that's going to, if you just took that out of context, it would sound like I was diminishing baseball because people have a negative association. People will think I'm saying baseball is vanilla, which it is most definitely not. But I mean, I guess nothing is more sort of distinctly American than vanilla ice cream. I don't even know why I'm saying that. It maybe could be a chocolate vanilla swirl because it, you know, it's a little more exciting.
Yeah, we get vanilla a lot, actually. And a lot of people say there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the classic. It's
no, I happen to like it.
I think it's a great answer.
Yeah. Those are the four questions we ask everybody that comes on the show.
Like it.
No matter what. So
like it.